You've done a lot of traveling, Wembley Festival in England, New Orleans Jazz Festival. You've toured Japan, the Philippines, Australia, Africa, Brazil, other countries. I guess you may not be able to understand their language, but that language, the music that comes out of that violin is what brings everybody together, and you brought them to your feet in every country, I'm sure.
We just, this last year, did the Silk Road International Arts Festival, 10 days in China. And they were huge audiences. You could not see the end. They did a few outdoor ones. They have beautiful facilities, too. They're big production shows. But when they were outdoors, we could not see the end of the people. They would just come from everywhere, clear around the stage. They absolutely loved it. Yeah, China's on a roll. Their work ethic is high. They're doing a lot with the arts. It was a great experience. Wonderful people who were doing this festival. Maybe I get to go back.
I'm sure you will. Was it true your nickname was the Fiddling Femme Fatale?
Yeah, I think somebody coined that. They usually say the First Lady of Country Fiddle.
You're right.
But Fiddling Femme Fatale, I don't know who coined that, but that stuck too.
Well, it was a form of alliteration there.
Yeah.
It's actually a very attractive woman, which you are. But one who will bring disaster to a man who becomes involved with her.
That's dear.
That's what a femme fatale is.
Oh, no. I've never thought of me in that regard. No, no, no. I hope I've been good for everybody I've come in contact with.
Are you with Jim Halsey today or are you on your own?
Well, we've always had a really good working relationship. I still do a lot with Jim. You know, Jim and I have never had a formal contract.
Oh.
But he's booked me and so forth and so on. He never asked for a contract. So we just have a good working relationship. Yeah, it is.
Somehow you get to Grove, Oklahoma.
Oh.
Tell us how you get to Grove.
Well.
Don't say Highway 44.
Yeah. Or the old Route 66.
Right.
They were going to take this house. Because they were widening 71st Street from 2 lanes to 6 lanes.
So we're talking about between Harvard and Yale.
Yes.
71st.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to take this house.
They were going to take this house.
Yeah.
So I was looking for other houses. I couldn't believe they were going to take this house, but they were. So I was looking for other places. And this realtor talked me into coming up to Grove, and I thought, well, that's too far away. She said, well, maybe some of your other music business friends would like this because you've got to see this house. You got to. So I finally went, and I thought, well, it's too far away, too big, too this, too that. My kids were going to be going to college pretty soon, and I thought it's just too much. But when I saw this place, I just absolutely loved it. Stood out on the patio overlooking Grand Lake and thought, well, I just want to remember this forever. And I guess I sort of zoned out and the gal came over. She said, are you all right, dear? I said, yeah, I just want to remember this. You know, it's so beautiful. And the house is beautiful, but it's right there in nature, right on the lake and beautiful trees. It's just gorgeous. So they kept coming back to me. The house was in bankruptcy, and they kept coming back to me and back to me and back to me. And you got to have this house, or somebody's got to have this house that you know. Anyway, they kept giving me a better deal and a better deal, and they finally said, choose your down. You've got to have this house. I thought, well, heck, I could just buy it and sell it. So I bought it. Choose my own down payment. Got it. And fell in love with the house and the area. When I was up there, I was talking to my mom. She said, Jana, where is this house in Grove? Where is Grove? I said, oh, it's about an hour outside of Tulsa. She said, how far is it from Vanita? I said, how do you know about Vanita, Mom? She's in Idaho. I barely knew Vanita existed. How do you know about Vanita? She said, well, how far is it from Vanita? And I said, oh, about 30 miles. Why? She said, grandmother and granddaddy used to live there. My grandmother and granddaddy, the champion fiddle player who taught me all this in Idaho, used to live there. Their very best friends and where they stayed all the time was like next door to my house, the Butlers. Mom said, you got to look up Mame J. Butler, Queen of the Cherokees. I looked for Mame J. Butler for a couple years, but finally Mother was here for Thanksgiving, and we talked to the postmaster there in Veneta, good pastor, about 85. She said, do you know Mame J. Butler? And he said, no, I don't think I do. Mother said, well, her mom, Sally Butler, was a great cook, and they had a boarding house, Colonial Hotel. He said, oh, I know who you're talking about. That Colonial Hotel was in Big Cabin, and they lived in Veneta, and we knew her as Mamie Adams. She was married to Dr. Adams, who started the hospital in Veneta. So there was the connection, and all this time, for 2 years, I thought my mom had it wrong, and she was right on. So all of my grandmother's people were there. There's a whole cemetery full of them, Quaker Cemetery right east of Joplin. And they were big in Eagle Pitcher, the management of Eagle Pitcher. And there's still a house there in X City, a great big house. So I have all this family history right there. And my granddaddy who taught me, and they played right around there. And they were married in Joplin. So, it still makes my little heart pound. I can't believe it.
Kind of makes you wonder, there's a plan, isn't there?
Huh? There is a plan. I swear to God, it was like watching a video when all this happened in Grove. It was just like, this felt right, this felt right. I got a little store there. I started these festivals there. And I was able to keep my Tulsa house. They didn't need it. They weren't going to pay me anything for it. I couldn't even bought a condo. And I need it because of traveling.
So now in Grove, you own an art gallery.
Yes.
You have a lakefront campground, Snyder's Camp.
Yes. Which has been great for the festivals.
Right. Three festivals.
Yes.
American Heritage Music Festival. And this year,
Cajun Festival, 4th of July. And then my fiddle camp, Labor Day weekend.
That you have all going there.
Yeah.
This art gallery. How did you get interested in art? So far, I've only heard you be interested in music.
Yeah. In Vienna, I studied with the curator of the Kunsthistorisches Museum, Dr. Spitzmiller. She was our teacher. She took us to the museum every day. I'd never had any art. I looked at Peter Bruegel and Rubens and Caravaggio, and I learned the difference. She'd say, well, what's the difference between the lighting that Caravaggio uses and Rubens uses? And how about Rembrandt? We'd look at these originals. It started to make sense to me. Oh, yeah, Peter Bruegel, he's very detailed. Caravaggio, he's got all this light and dark, and Rubens has got all these chubby little, you know, it all sort of came to my consciousness, and it opened up a whole new world to me. Of course, we looked at all the architecture in Europe. I've always been interested in that, but it sort of opened my eyes. So when I got to Oklahoma, here's all this fabulous Native American art. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And all this silversmithing and all the jewelry and the turquoise. I mean, it just blew my mind. So I had an opportunity to buy this one little corner piece. And I thought, well, I can't really use the whole place, but I need an office. So I'll put my office and do a little art thing right here. So it kind of grew. It grew, to say the least. And then I needed good art for that house up there. So that's how it happened.
That gallery that's open most every day, I guess. And
yeah.
Lots of people come by and see it.
It's really a shop more than a gallery. It's called Gallery Southwest. We have a lot of variety. And so things like this wonderful deal, although this was a gift from
It's a beautiful bracelet
Tony,
you have there.
But, you know, I just became fascinated with it. And I love it because it's different. I go to the gallery, and that's where my office is. It's fun to see all those beautiful things and share them. I like sharing. I love sharing music, and I like sharing the art, too.